More than half of all the W-2 participants who received a state subsidy in June of last year had been on the welfare program before. That number is up from 4 years ago, when fewer than 40% of participants were returning to the program. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says that does not mean the program is providing less of an emphasis on getting back to work.
We do not believe that the W-2 program by itself can move all poor people in Wisconsin out of poverty. It takes more than just the W-2 program to truly make sure that low-income families are economically self-sufficient.
For example, Gassman says the state needs to raise its minimum wage. Gassman says her department is already looking to change the program so that new moms and jobs without benefits don't use W-2 to collect maternity leave. She says the state is also clarifying its standards to the agencies that carry out the program. The audit found a lack of consistency. For example, an agency in Racine spent $400 a month more on welfare services per person than another provider spent in Milwaukee. Assembly Republican Sue Jeskowitz co-chairs the legislature's audit committee. The Menominee Falls Republican says she's concerned about another finding that participants are performing fewer hours of community service than required.
We have to ask the question, whose fault is that? Is that the fault of the agency, that they didn't find the opportunities for these people, or are there not enough of those opportunities out there, and why?
Overall, Jeskowitz says she was pleased with the audit, especially since it showed 40,000 fewer people are on welfare than when the program started nearly a decade ago. She says lawmakers will hold a hearing on the findings in the next couple weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.